Dakota salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
UPFs, like, what can they actually do, like, to us and the kids if we do eat a lot of it?
Stabilizers, emulsifiers, preservatives, colors, and artificial flavors to basically improve the shelf life, but also to enhance the taste.
Some of the foods on the list that you've put in this have actually surprised me.
So I think sometimes social media can be very black and white, as in, this is a good food, this is a bad food. But actually, yeah, there's no such thing as good and bad food. It's about good and bad diets.
It is so confusing. What are some of the worst, like, offenders of food that's, like, wrapped up and marketed as, like, being healthy, but actually might not be that healthy for us?
Food manufacturers draw your attention to one part of the product. But I would say those three, if they're featuring in your diet a lot, then maybe reduce your intake. If they can't afford that sourdough, I'd say we'll switch to whole meal, because then you're getting that extra fibre.
I heard something about Pringles the other day that I just could never unhear, and I'll never eat them again.
I'm not a believer that you should restrict foods, because these foods are out there in the universe. And
hi everyone, I'm Emily.
And I'm Matt.
And welcome back to our podcast, What They Don't Tell You.
But we will.
Yes, and today we are so excited to be talking to Nicola Ludlam-Rain. She is a dietitian, but a mum to two as well. And we're going to talk to her about ultra-processed food, hidden ingredients in your cupboards, and realistic swaps that you can do. She has recently written this book, How Not to Eat Ultra-Processed. So we have so many questions for you. Welcome, Nicola.
Thank you so much for having me. Great to be here.
Ah, thanks for coming on. I feel like I've been through a bit of a health journey recently, so all of this is top of mind for me, but then also the kids as well.
Let's see if we can make up for the past 40 years of eating ultra-processed food.
Exactly.
For them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So can you explain what ultra-processed food even is? Like,
yeah,
I feel like I've got an idea, but is there like a definition?
And just to say, like, there is no harm done. But basically, ultra-processed foods, or UPFs, are foods that have undergone significant processing. So they are created in factories. They can only be created in factories, so you can't create them at home. They're usually hyper-palatable, easy to eat, you know, so think your Moorish Pringles, Skittles. And often these UPFs have got really long ingredients lists. Many of those ingredients you will not find in a home kitchen. So you're talking stabilizers, emulsifiers, preservatives, colors, and artificial flavors to basically improve the shelf life, but also to enhance the taste. However, there are some real issues with the definition of UPF, because they come on a nutrient and a health spectrum, and that's what my book's all about. So the newer research says that you can't lump them all together. For example, you can't compare the hummus in my fridge with one single preservative to a tub of Ben & Jerry's. But of course, there's space for all foods within the context of a healthy and balanced diet.
Because in the book, it's quite nice how you almost have like a table of stages, or like, you know, kind of goes from like whole food to then a slightly processed food and then a bit more and then like an ultra processed food. And some of the foods on the list that you put in this have actually surprised me. Like, I guess that's the point. You're like, oh my gosh, like, I didn't realize bacon, for instance, is like the most ultra processed of the stages. So it's so interesting, and I guess we'll get onto it, but this, like, say, yeah, I guess you can't compare like hummus to ice cream, because would the hummus be a different stage to the ice cream in terms of like ultra processed?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
There's a major problem with the definition because it encompasses both really healthy and nutritious foods, and then foods that are perhaps, you know, still taste good, but they don't give us quite that level of maybe protein, fiber, micronutrients. And actually, I would say like the worst offenders to health are like no real surprises, like the fizzy drinks, whether they be sugar sweetened or artificially sweetened, because you're not getting any nutrients from them. And then, yeah, you mentioned it. So like your processed red meat. So it's not about saying you can never have these foods, but it's about saying that the 80% of your diet, the main part of your diet, should be whole foods, high in fiber, lots of different colors. And I always say the 80-20 rule, if you are living a healthy, balanced diet the majority of the time, then the other 20% can be for your soul foods, and there's going to be no detrimental impact to your health. The problems arise where basically you are having lots of these ultra-processed foods that are also high in fat, salt, and sugar. Foods that I suppose typically we'd class as junk foods, foods that when we eat a lot of them, they don't tend to make us feel so good if we have them lots of the time. But every now and again, it's a-okay.
Mm-hmm. So what actually inspired you to write your book then, Nicola? Was there a catalyst? What, something start it?
Yes, I think as a dietitian, I've been a dietitian for over 15 years now, and I love busting nutrition myths and also providing clear guidance, as well as helping to people to eat more whole food. So showing how they can do this in a really easy way, but also how to navigate the convenient and delicious ultra-processed foods that we've got on the market. Because we don't just eat for physical health. Food is there for enjoyment, social connection, and culture. So I think sometimes social media can be very black and white, as in, this is a good food, this is a bad food. But actually, yeah, there's no such thing as good and bad foods. It's about good and bad diets and what you're doing the majority of the time. So I wanted to get that nuance and that balance across in an accessible way, but whilst tackling a topic that like literally every media outlet is talking about almost every single day.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here, right
now. It is so confusing as a person, but as a mum as well. Like when we're doing the food shop and we're looking at packaging and something looks healthy or says it's healthy or is just marketed in that way, but it's actually not. What are some of the worst like offenders of food that's like wrapped up and marketed as like being healthy, but actually might not be that healthy for us?
Yeah, I think a big thing you have to be aware of is these so-called health halos. So health halos are where food manufacturers draw your attention to one part of the product, and then you almost forget about the rest. And a classic is when I've seen marshmallows on the supermarket shelf, and it says fat-free. I'm like,
oh my gosh,
marshmallows are fat-free because they are literally full of sugar. Yeah, and things like, you know, use Diet Coke as an example. It's all green on the health, on the nutrition label. That doesn't mean that it's a health food. So I would say that they're probably the worst offenders. But when you look at the ingredients list and you see these additives, it's not necessarily like one or two of them. It's the fact that when you get a concoction of them, they make the end result really easy to eat. And actually, part of the problem with UPFs is that they are so easy to eat that we end up overeating on them, so it's to do with eating rate. But also the problem is, what do these foods not contain? So they don't contain enough fiber, which we know nourishes our gut bugs. So if you have a lot of these ultra processed foods that are lacking in fiber, full of these additives, you're potentially overeating on maybe calories, saturated fat, sugar, salt, and then undereating on the nutritious stuff. So if you have the nutritious foods in your diet, that's when you can get away with the odd, you know, high in fat, salt, sugar, UPF, and not the other way around. So I do highlight three emulsifiers in my book as kind of like ones to look out for, PAT, CMC, and carrageenan. However, these emulsifiers, they tend to be in foods that you normally wouldn't associate with health anyway, like ice creams and like packaged pastries. I have, though, found them in my tinned coconut milk. So if I see a tinned coconut milk that doesn't contain them, I'll buy it. We do, though, have it in still our house. And I only use it, though, once a week. It's in a curry. Not all of the tinned coconut milk gets eaten. And we serve it alongside broccoli. And I know that my kids are having fruit. So it's all about a balance. But I would say those three, if they're featuring in your diet a lot, then maybe reduce your intake. But at the moment, like most of the evidence, it's on rats, and human beings aren't rats, and they're given high volumes of these emulsifiers. So that's why I want to say to parents, you know, don't be scared or afraid, but just look at what's the balance of food across the week, across the month. Are you getting your five a day, 30 plants a week? And then don't sweat the small stuff.
Going back to your 80-20, so it is things in moderation, right? But like, as long as you're getting the goodness, then you can have some of those treats.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I've been practicing and preaching the 80-20 rule, I'd say, like, for almost 20 years. And 80-20, I'd say, like, it's a guideline. And if, say, you are out and about and you're buying, say, like, a ready meal, most of the meal deal mains are ultra-processed. So you could say, right, well, I'm going to go for the whole meal one, and then I'm going to make my sides non-UPF. So I'm going to get a bottle of water and some fruit salad, 80-20, we're balancing it out. Or let's say you're having an indulgent Friday night fizzy drinks, we've got some sweets, some chocolate. Maybe the next day, have a bit of a wholesome, nourishing breakfast, some oats in there, add some healthy nuts and seeds for healthy fats, add some fruit, and go for a walk in nature. Not because it's a punishment, because it's about balance. So it's just about getting that balance. So nourishing yourself, nourishing your soul, and nourishing your body across the week.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24 month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
That's really nice to hear, because as a parent, I think that we just suffer from mum guilt, parent guilt so much, don't we? That you feel, especially, I feel it a lot when we go on holiday, because you're a bit more relaxed and you're like, oh yeah, that's fine, like have what you like. And then even they notice after a couple of days, they feel rubbish, like from not eating like the right things. But yeah, it's funny how, when we were talking about, like, you know, like the marketing and the claims on things, like if you pick up a broccoli or, you know, a pepper, there's nothing on it because it's just good. So it's almost like if something is making any claims, like I picked up some crackers the other day that I was going to buy for the kids, and they said made with real cheese. And I was like, why would they not be made with real cheese? Like, it's almost any kind of claim should almost make you, I don't know, think why? Yeah. Why is it? Because, you know, UPFs, like, obviously, I think we know that they're bad for us, but what can they actually do, like, to us and the kids if we do eat a lot of it? Like, is it our brain? Is it our bodies? Is it cancer in the future? Or I don't know.
So, I mean, scientists are still trying to work it out. And although there is this growing body of evidence that shows that basically for every like 10% increase of ultra-processed foods that you have in your diet, yes, there is an increased risk of things like type 2 diabetes, and obesity. The problem isn't to do with the ultra-processed foods per se, like on a molecular level. It's the fact that they are really easy to overeat on, and it's what they are lacking in that matters most. So if you are actually fueling your diet on these, like on your five a day, on your whole grains, lean proteins, healthy fats, that's when actually your body can cope with small amounts of them. It's when they are the predominant food in the diet. The problem with the media is that they've kind of like lumped all ultra processed foods together, and people are saying, what are ultra processed foods? What aren't they? But actually, when the definition was first coined, it was actually back in 2009. It was done to help analyze diets at a population level. It was never done as a UPF equals unhealthy and non-UPF equals healthy, because sugar isn't ultra processed. Butter isn't ultra processed, but you know, those are two foods that we should not be overeating on. So it's not as clear cut. And that's why the UK government haven't actually adopted a single definition. So I think it's definitely a watch this space. In general, though, I would say the shorter the ingredients list, the better. But please don't worry, you know, if you've got really fussy eater, like my three-year-old is so fussy, you know, a swap might be, we'll swap from fruit yogurts to plain yogurts and sweeten it with whole fruits at home. Yes, that will work for me, for adults. It won't work for my child. So I buy her the little fruit pots that I know that, you know, I'm okay with the ingredients list, because I would rather her get the calcium. Also, it's fortified with vitamin D. It's got iodine in there, some protein, because I know that she will eat it. So it's all about a balance, like it's about meeting parents and people in the middle about, you know, where are they in their life?
Yeah, yeah. So, our youngest will eat like Greek yogurt on its own, but then I'll have to put maple syrup on top for him to actually eat it. So I'm like, is that worse than the sweetened yogurt, or is that better? I don't know.
It 100% is better, because that is still, that's not ultra processed. A food becomes ultra processed when it's got those additives in. So like modified maize starch and colours. And perhaps if you were to give him maybe like an ultra processed yogurt, he would eat more of it.
Yes, that's true.
As much maybe fiber and protein, for example, if you're adding like fruits at home. So I would say it's always best to go for the natural yogurt, a little bit of sweetness at home, than the fruit yogurt. But yeah, we still have fruit yogurts in our house. Like, they're not the worst offender. And actually, the research shows that foods that are high in whole grains, also dairy and plant foods, even though they're ultra processed, they're not detrimental to health.
Yeah. I think it's the can of Red Bull that he has after that's probably the problem.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran, or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
Nicola, you're obviously a mum, but by trade a dietitian. Did writing the book reevaluate the way you fed your family? Obviously, you was a dietitian before you had children as well, but I should imagine it sort of honed it all in, right?
Yeah, do you know what? This is a really interesting question, because I would say that probably for the past like 15 years, our diets and my view on foods haven't really changed until I started writing the book. And because my eldest son has got multiple food allergies, so he can't have dairy, eggs, some nuts. A lot of what I have to give him is ultra processed by definition. So his oat milk, the spread that we buy, his yogurts. So I have actively chosen to change our bread to a much shorter ingredients list. So we now go for either Jason sourdough or Tesco own brand sourdough, because I know that it still fits within our budget And it's one less ultra-processed food that we've got in our diet.
Yeah.
Other patients, though, if they can't afford that sourdough, I'd say we'll switch to wholemeal because then you're getting the extra fiber. And then personally, I would say, I used to have, like, if we were going to go out for a drink and I wasn't drinking, I would say have, like, a Diet Coke. My diet fizzy drink intake has definitely gone down. I'd rather have like a coffee or even like a sparkling water or yeah. Slimline tonic. However, like a caveat is that I was at an event the other week and I met a 22-year-old influencer and she was telling me how she has one can of Diet Coke a day. And my immediate thought was, that sounds like a lot. It's an ultra-processed drink, affects some teeth health. But then she went on to tell me that she has completely overhauled her diet. She's eating more whole foods. She stopped smoking. That one can of Coke is nothing. That's her little vice, little treat.
That's the 80-20, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So it's all about like the context and the background.
And I would love to just like, while we're talking about food, I find it so interesting because you're a dietitian, I guess, to find out what you would feed your kids. So like say snack wise, like because my kids are always like, can I have a snack? Can I have a snack? It just seems constant. What kind of is your go-to snack as a mum?
I say my go-to snack when we're out and about, well, I quite like those Naked bars because they're not ultra-processed in my eyes. They've got a little bit of natural flavouring, but you can buy natural flavouring online. You can literally make Naked bars at home. Mm-hmm. I think like fruit is a great one when you're out and about. But when the kids come home from school, I always do like a snack tray, one of those little picky ones. I think I've probably seen you make tons of them.
Yeah.
Where there's a balance. Mm-hmm. So my eldest loves veggie sticks. So there's always some like cucumber, some carrots, some hummus. There's some breadsticks with a nut butter, there's some fruit, but then there is some pombears and like an Oreo. So it's all the balance and it nearly all gets eaten. And sometimes he goes for the veggie sticks first. So that's sometimes how I like to present things. Yeah, just like really balanced. And, you know, I'm not a believer that you should restrict foods because these foods are out there in the universe. And, you know, we will get sweets on a Monday after school. And I find that this is really helpful for me because the kids, if it's a Wednesday, like, oh, can we go to the sweet shop? Because it's on the way home. And I just say like, no, it's not Monday. And it just ends things. Mm. So we get a small pack of, you know, Haribo or something on a Monday. So even as a dietitian, I do allow my kids these foods, but it's within the context of a balanced diet.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, so you've obviously mentioned that you give your kids ultra-processed foods, obviously not a lot. How do you talk to them about it and the possible food anxiety they might get from it? Because I know like with ours, we're just talking about Doritos and stuff, et cetera.
It is hard. Like if the kids are like, can I have Skittles? I can't help but say, oh, no, it's like it's really bad for you. And like I can't help but dress it up as like, you know, it's...
Yeah.
I don't know how to talk about it.
And it's really hard, and I suppose your kids are older than mine, so they may have heard of the term ultra processed, whereas my kids are a lot younger. But even, for example, my eldest came home from school and said, we've learned about healthy eating. And then I did him this snack tray with a biscuit on, and he said, Mummy, why are you feeding us unhealthy foods? And I was like, oh my God. I know.
Anyway, what you do.
Of all the people, yeah.
I know, like he quickly got over it, but... So I think there's a big problem between, like, we should never label things as good and bad, but it's the portion size and frequency in which we eat those foods that matters. When it comes to sweets, so my son loves Skittles and fruit pastels, but I have a hard no because of his teeth. I'm like, you know, Henry, you've had that, so it's going to be a hard no. But really, I think I talk about foods much more positively. So I talk about the foods that they should be eating more of. So... For example, I know that my six-year-old loves running fast. So I talk about how the chicken is going to be really good for strength. The carrots are going to keep him healthy. Potatoes help us run fast because I know that resonates with him. With my three-year-old, she really wants long hair. So I talk about, well, you know, this will help your hair to grow long. So I talk about much more like positive things. And then if we are having, say, like something, you know, like Ben & Jerry's, I think it's about portioning it out into a bowl, sitting down and enjoying it mindfully. And then like having a barrier, you know, right, you know, we're having this and then it's going away. Parents, the job of a parent is to like supply the food and, you know, give eating times, but ultimately it's up to the child to eat it. So it is okay to instill barriers if you've already got that balance, which it sounds like you guys have got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like portion, isn't it? I mean, like, everything's massive grab bags now as well, isn't it? It's not like a, so I mean, a portion for a child. It's like, oh, let's get the massive bag. It's like, well, no, you're still going to only have a handful of those.
Yeah, we are probably guilty of, like, we always do a movie night on a Friday. So, you know, we get all, like, we get treats in, don't we? Like sweets, popcorn, you know, sit on the couch, probably don't eat it that mindfully. But we probably have a bit, like, of a blowout on a Friday.
Yeah, but I know then, it's just a Friday. Like Nicola's saying, we should make it a, like, balanced tray so that you've got those, but you've also got your, like, some fruit.
Well, we do
and
do the fruit sometimes.
Yeah,
actually.
Do fruit, yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes I do worry about the state of our snack drawer. Like, we have some good things in it, like I said, popcorn and, like, they're like yogurt and fruit and things. But then also, like, some of them love, like, Doritos and crisps,
Pringles.
The Pringles, which I heard something about Pringles the other day that I just could never unhear, and I'll never eat them again. It said that they're called Pringles, and not, like, they used to be called Pringles chips or Pringles potato chips, but they had to take out the potato chips because there wasn't enough potato in it, and it's essentially like a paste that they make. And I was, like, horrified.
Yeah, I would say that Pringles are a type of ultra-processed food that you definitely don't want to be having daily, if not maybe weekly. So Pringles are a great example of how they are basically formulated to sit in the mouth and then literally melt. So it's almost like your brain isn't really registering, you know, that the calories are going in. And they are so easy to eat that that's why they're easier to overeat on. You know, that perfect combination of that salt and the carbohydrate gives us instant energy. And then we're left feeling hungry, you know, later on. I would say, like, I mean, like you mentioned the Doritos, there's a couple of things that you can do. I mean, firstly, yes, you can make your own at home, but, you know, sometimes if you've got a teenager, they're not going to want, you know, homemade, even like tortillas in the oven. If you've got the Doritos, you maybe go for the plainer ones, shorter ingredients list. You can go for more like your kettle crisps. Technically, they're not ultra processed because I think they're just like potatoes, oil and salt. That doesn't make them a health food though. But then, are you serving any healthy dips alongside? So have you got some salsa or guacamole? Because then you're sneaking in veggies. So I think it's totally okay to have these foods in. I think you've made a great point about the grab bags, because research shows that the bigger the bag, the bigger portion you will pour. But if you've got that Friday night movie night, everything's pre-portioned on the plate, you're sharing it, you are creating amazing memories, and yet you might have a little bit of balance, you might have some healthy dips for them to, you know, dip the Doritos in, which is going to slow down the eating rate, increase the fiber, have some fruit on there so that it's balanced, but you can totally still have those soul foods, and because it's Friday night, it's not like you're having movie night every night of the week.
Yeah, I love that as well.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here, right
now. And is there anything else that, like, parents, people can, you know, small changes that they can action, like, easily this week that could maybe make a difference?
Yeah, so I always say, first of all, if you're feeling overwhelmed about your own diet, start with a 7-day food diary. Just write down what you're eating, where you're eating it, and why. So I always talk about, are you eating out of head, heart, or stomach hunger? Is it to do with cravings, emotion, or is it true stomach hunger? Because you haven't eaten enough at lunchtime. There isn't enough protein or fiber, so then that's led to a packet of biscuits being eaten in the afternoon. But I think the big change that I would say to make is your environment. So as parents, we are the gatekeepers to what our kids eat. You are literally bringing food into the house, you pay for it. But how do you arrange it in your house? So what I mean by this is having a fruit bowl out on the side in clear shot, washed so that the kids can literally grab and go. When they open the fridge, have they got pre-cut up veggie sticks, crudités at eye level with the healthy dips? Have you got in your cereal cupboard the whole grain, lower sugar cereals at the front? You still have the sugary cereals there, but they're a little bit more inconvenient. Like, they're not the default choice. And for example, the biscuit tin, the number one thing that I always say in clinic to my patients, move it from next to the kettle to a more inconvenient location. Because what that does is it helps to break the cycle of mindless eating. Like, you click the kettle on or go for a drink and you dip in for a biscuit. And it creates pause points. So moments in time that makes you pause and think, like, do I really need this right now? Or actually, like, do I need to phone a friend or, you know, go outside, you know, if you're feeling stressed? Because emotional eating some of the time is fine. It becomes problematic when it happens a lot or it's your only default. So I would say change your environment when you've got 10, 15 minutes, you're feeling good, you've just done the food shop. Can you do a little bit of food prepping, rearranging, and see what effect it has on you and the people in your house?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we don't have a cookie jar because I can't be trusted around it, which is probably not a bad thing for everyone else. And we don't actually have cereal because we just found that the kids would just want the sugary cereals. So we just don't have it.
They would, especially as they're getting older, they're actually so hungry now.
Yeah.
And they would literally pour a big bowl of Cheerios at like 9 p.m. And I'd think, I really don't want you eating that, you know, in the evening. Yeah. So we sort of stopped buying it. Yeah. But I think
we've got them onto eggs for breakfast because that was the battle. Was obviously, we just said we've got to cut out cereal because Cheerios was the one that they loved. It's obviously full of sugar.
Yeah. But it's those habits, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like one really bad habit we were saying that our family probably has is having dessert after lunch.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know how we've got here, but the boys, they'll have a sandwich, like say on the weekend, they'll have their sandwich and their lunch, and then they're like, what's for dessert? And I'm like, how have we got to
I think it's because obviously with their lunch at school, whether it's dinner or packed lunch, they still have like a chocolate biscuit after.
So I feel like we need to, especially with the summer, you know, the summer months, we need to maybe think of like a healthy dessert that's like the option, because I don't really want them having pudding like twice a day.
Yeah.
Fruit and yogurt is like, you know, it's something sweet, even with a little bit of honey. And I think one top tip that I haven't mentioned, so like a big philosophy of mine is always focusing on what you should be doing more of. Because when you focus on that mentality, the things that you should be eating less of naturally decline. And also our bodies, our brains like don't like to be deprived. So if you say to yourself, I'm never eating that again, don't eat that, you know, you end up craving it. So something that I always say is keep a variety jar on the side with mixed nuts and seeds that you can literally throw on everything. So you can throw on your eggs, throw on your porridge, throw on your like yogurt and fruit, and it adds some crunch and healthy fats. So diversity jar, that's the word I was thinking. And that helps you to hit your 30 plant-based foods a week. So focus on what you should be doing more of, not less of, when you want to start.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. That's. I heard that like nuts and seeds are really good in perimenopause as well. So like that could help me as well.
Your new obsession.
Yeah.
And mine, apparently.
Yeah.
In your book, you talk about swaps and like easy recipes. Can you share some maybe like go-to family swaps that people can make quite easily without having to overhaul their whole kitchen?
Yeah, I mean, the simplest thing is swapping from white to brown. So white bread to wholemeal bread, rice, pasta. That is so simple. And, you know, it doesn't require you spending any more money. And then I think if you are a big meat eater and you want to, say, eat more plant-based protein, not per se swapping some of the meat for like beans and lentils, but just add in a tin of kidney beans or lentils to your bolognese, and then you're bulking it out. So you're cooking once and eating twice, have leftovers the next day. So you are swapping some of the animal protein for plant-based protein, but it's still there and you're getting more of it. So like my six-year-old, for example, will eat kidney beans now. So it's about these subtle changes. And even when it comes to bolognese, can you buy maybe a pasta sauce with a shorter ingredients list, or even better, going for passata and add your own herbs. So it's just about these little changes. I'm not saying that you need to make your own pasta sauce. If you want to give that a go, then great. But you might not be at that point in time or energy. So just go for one that's got a slightly shorter ingredients list when you're in your local shop.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Okay.
We'll be looking at packaging even more than we were.
Yeah. Well, we've got some quick fire questions for you. What is one ultra processed food that you secretly love?
I'll give you one that is less nutritious and one that's more nutritious. The less nutritious one is definitely Magnums. Like, don't give me a mini box of Magnums because they won't be there 2 days later. Nice. I love them in the summer. And then a healthier ultra processed food is the chocolate protein bars. If I am caught out and about and I'm hungry, I've got nothing against a chocolate protein bar because I figure it's much better than the average chocolate bars.
Yeah.
Actually, going back to you saying about the Pringles, is it Cadbury? Is it one of the chocolate brands isn't allowed to use the word chocolate because there's not enough chocolate in the bar?
Yeah. Apparently there's like some chocolate bars. And actually it makes sense, like in Canada growing up, they were all candy bars. They were never called like chocolate bars because they didn't have enough cocoa in it. They're just sugar.
Yeah. And I mean, if you can go for 70%, like that's something that I personally do try and do. You know, if my husband buys in Galaxy, of course, like I'm going to have some, but I make sure that the majority of the time I always go for the 70% chocolate. And then it gives sweetness and some goodness and also fiber as well.
And because it's not as good, you don't want to eat as much. Whereas the Galaxy, you just want to eat the lot, right?
Exactly. It's not as moorish, which is it's the difference between non-ultra processed and ultra processed. It's got that moorish factor. So yeah, an easy swap you can make in the supermarket, and then it conveys to home.
Yeah. Okay. A packaged product you actually recommend?
This is one for kids and adults too. Omega-3 fish fingers. Especially for people who don't eat oily fish. So although I do give my kids, I call it tuna pasta, but I use tinned salmon. So I would say omega-3 fish fingers, especially for children and if they're fussy and you can't get in salmon or mackerel or sardines. You know, I've got nothing against fish fingers, baked beans and peas as a super quick meal. You haven't done the food shop. You're in late from swimming. Do everything in the air fryer and on the hob.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we've like stopped the fish fingers as much like now that they're older.
Now we've got past the beige stage.
Yeah. Yeah. But then that'd be good to like have in the freezer, if we ever.
Yeah. Because our eldest, he eats a lot of salmon, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And the other two will eat tuna. But yeah.
They'll eat anything with teriyaki sauce on it. Basically, that's the trick.
Maybe try tinned salmon. Instead of tinned tuna, because tinned tuna doesn't contain the healthy omega-3s. So yeah, see if they'll have that.
Yeah.
Okay, I love that. And what's one aisle in the supermarket that you think we should shop more in?
Do you know what? So a patient once asked me this and they said, I really wish that, it was a diabetes clinic. He said, I really wish that all of the healthy foods were just lumped all together. And I said, well, they kind of are. Yeah. Like it's the first section they get that you go into, the fruit and veg section. But not forgetting that actually your frozen fruit and veg actually contain more nutrients than fresh. So definitely stock up. They're, you know, often easy to prep, don't go off. And also your tinned fruits, you know, as long as they're canned in fruit juice, my child loves the tinned fruit salad. I think it's the fruit and veg, and maybe visit the frozen berry section and vegetables.
Yeah.
And then one you'd skip.
I would say maybe the cake aisle, unless it's a special occasion. That is an ultra-processed food that I love, the carrot cake. So, yeah, just it, a bit like you don't have a cookie jar. If you know that you can't resist something, just control the amount that of times that it's brought into the house. It's not a no-go food. It's just you're controlling your immediate food environment.
Yeah,
probably says more about us, doesn't it, that we have to like not have something in the house. We're obviously addictive when
you're the worst with them, like Easter chocolate or you know eggs and stuff. We have to hide. We all hide them from Matt because you have to just eat them, won't you?
Like a dog.
Yeah,
Easter eggs are lethal. I think we bought a few of these mini ones and literally, but and you would never normally consume that amount of chocolate if it was just in a bar. No. So I don't know what they do with it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like really satisfying the way you break it up.
Well, we was away for Easter and the kids got some stuff and they came back stuff, but I said, look, you're going to have to hide it because I'm going to eat it. But then I said to them and I was like, can you just go and buy us some Easter chocolate, but we'd missed Easter and there was none of it in the shop. So I was like, oh my God, I'm craving a Cadbury, just a Cadbury Easter egg, just the egg.
So good. Yeah. All right, I've got one more quick fire question, which is, okay, finish this sentence. What they don't tell you about feeding kids is?
It's bloody hard. And
yes.
No child is ever the same. So even if you bring up both children in the same household, same genetics, one may have a completely different food preference. And, you know, for example, my son was such a foodie, even though he's got food allergies. My little daughter, I think she lives off like bread and cheese and yogurt with some lollipops. So, and then also, you know, don't fret. You know, if you've got a fussy eater, just remember that role modeling, exposure and consistency is key. So, yeah, I don't think I was told about how hard it was. I think I just thought that all kids would eat, no matter you know, what their age and what you gave them.
Yeah, you do sort of like, you don't realize that, you know, you actually have to teach them like how to eat. And then it takes so long for them to actually like some of the
foods. You find yourself having a go at them about what they're eating. And at the end of the day, you feel really guilty because you're like, oh, that was my job, my one job.
Well, and like she said, like role modeling.
Yeah.
So it's like they're looking at us, aren't they?
Yeah.
They say, you know, they don't do what we say, they do what we do, don't they? So
as they get older, like they're looking at their peers as well. So we do try and have like a family meal, like at least once a day. If you can do that, great. And my son now has broccoli. If we have like a chicken curry, we call it like broccoli dippers. And I think my daughter did actually once eat broccoli because she was watching my son, not us. So yeah, the siblings can be role models as well.
So true.
Yeah, to be fair, the eldest is a good role model.
Yeah.
When it comes to eating.
Yeah. But then I think as well, like as they do get older, like if anyone's listening to this that is thinking, oh, my kid just won't eat, they do get to a point where they are actually really hungry. Like our 14-year-old now, like he's eating more than we could, you know, because I think because he's just growing, he actually needs more calories than us. Mm. So it will get to a point where they will just be starving and they will eat.
And you'll be moaning about your food bill for other reasons.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
And what do you hope that parents like take away from reading your book? Like if they could take one thing away from this, what would you want it to be?
I hope that parents take away the fact that it's not automatically a case of ultra processed food equals unhealthy and non-UPF equals healthy, because it's much more nuanced than that. And it's about eating more whole foods and not overhauling everything at once. Because I mean, that's why my book is divided up into weeks 1, 2, 3, and 4. We go through snacks and drinks, breakfast. So it's one day at a time. And just remember, half of it is common sense. If you've got more whole foods, more single ingredient foods than your ultra processed foods, then you're going in the right direction.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And like you said, like keeping a diary, it is so insightful. Like when I went on a bit of a health journey, I did that as well. And it really makes you look at yourself, doesn't it? And like what you're actually
eating. You're embarrassed to write it down as well. Yeah.
Oh, it did prevent me sometimes from, if I thought, oh, I don't want to eat that because I have to write it down. And it's actually not good.
You're accountable.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Do you know what? It is accountable and it shows people where they need to be going. And I always remember, I used to run 12-week weight loss groups in the NHS. And one girl, she came back, lady, and she said, oh, this food diary really stressed me out. And when we asked a few more questions, it turns out that she was basically grazing all day. So she was having to go back to the food diary all day. So I'm not against snacking, but grazing, you need to, you know, your body needs breaks between meals. And actually we need then to transform the food diary into a bit of a structured meal plan. So honestly, it's so insightful. It can tell you why you're eating. Is there a problem with eating habits? It makes you more accountable. So it makes you think twice. And it makes you think, are you hitting your 5 a day, your 30 plants? So yeah, doing a food diary works on so many different levels, just for a week or two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe we should do it with the kids and they realize.
Well, I don't. definitely.
Thanks today, Nicola. We like to end all of our podcasts with one question, especially if you're a parent. What's one thing you wish you'd known before becoming a parent? Doesn't have to be topic related.
I love this question. So one thing that I really try, a message that I try and get out there, and that I didn't know with baby one, but I did know with baby two, is that I wish that I'd known that you don't need to bath your baby in the early weeks, and actually not bathing them can be beneficial as long as you know that you're wiping all the different areas. And when it comes to moisturizing them, don't use a moisturizer that contains a food like oats before they have ingested it. So if, for example, you've got an oat-based moisturizer and your child's got eczema, don't use it until they've like eaten porridge oats, because food should go into their mouth first rather than onto eczema skin, which is a lot more permeable, because that can basically trigger food sensitivities. So yeah, I didn't know that with baby one, and baby two doesn't have any eczema or food allergies. So yeah, well, I wish I'd known that.
To your mum guilt.
Exactly, that's it. I remember, like, when we left the hospital with our first, I remember thinking, oh, we've not bathed him. Like, I thought it would be like a thing you had to do before you leave, but they were like, oh no, it's better for them to like not for the first week.
You do get so obsessed, then, don't you, about that first bath and then bathing them after that, when actually that's more about you than the baby, because obviously the baby
exactly. don't want it. Yeah, I was so obsessed with trying to get into that routine of bath, book and bed, and when he was only about 3 weeks old, it's ridiculous. So my second one, we didn't actually bath her for I think 6 weeks, and then we used like a lovely like baby oil on her, and then so it's something that I like to share.
Yeah, good tip.
But say, I'm sure someone said, oh, you can like put olive oil on them. Is that, does that sound right, or is that a no-no because that's food as well?
No, when it comes to like the permeable skin and like eczema skin, because basically the food particles can get in, so that's why they think peanut and egg is linked with eczema, because like the particles are on parents' hands in the air, and then it gets in topically, and then it sensitizes the child. So my son's allergic to both. So there is a lot of mum guilt, but you can't hold on to that guilt. You can't control the past. You can only control the future. And we're doing OIT now, which I know that you guys have done as well.
I was just going to say, same. No, but it's stressful with allergies, isn't it? Yeah. Anyway, on that note,
it could be a whole new podcast.
No, but that is a good tip, because had we have known that, like, it could have protected.
We wouldn't have bathed him in peanut butter.
Stop.
I would have done things differently, but do you know what? It's a first time mum. There's so much going on. So all I think is, in my position and on social media, I can just share that message and hopefully help another child. And I know that I have done, from messages from mum saying, I remember, Nicola, you said that. So I know that I've helped, although I couldn't. Well, I'm trying to help my son now with OIT, and I can't change the past.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just trying to share that message for future mums and dads.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll put all of the details to your book and like your Instagram and everything in the notes of this show and in the description of the YouTube video. But yeah, it's amazing. The recipes in it, like, there's so much information as well. So thank you. And thank you all for listening and for watching. Don't forget to comment down below if you have any questions at all, and to rate, review, follow, do all the things wherever you listen to your podcast, and we will see and you'll hear us in the next episode.
Bye, guys.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran, or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.